Do you feel like you don't have enough opportunities to speak English with other people? And because of that, you never actually get to develop your fluency in practice.
You can practice speaking even if you're alone.
In today's episode, we will give you 5 different exercises that you can use to improve your English speaking alone. These are simple yet effective 5 to 10 minutes activities that you can easily fit into your daily routine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, citizens of the world. This is Xenia from Real Life English, where every single week it is our mission to take you beyond the classroom to speak your English confidently and naturally, to connect to the world and actually use your English as a doorway to your greatest life. So, Izzy, hello. It's so nice to have you again.
It is an honor to be here with you again, Xenia.
So, if our listeners and viewers remember our previous episode we recorded together, we were talking with you about writing and speaking and why, for some learners, writing is so much easier than speaking. So, we thought with you, why don't we give our learners some exercises to practice speaking, even if they are home alone.
Exactly. I mean, today, I think with all this technology, it is super easy to do it. And you can use your phone as a tool for so much of what we're going to cover today. At least I know that for the 2 exercises that I prepared, you'll see that in 5 to 10 minutes, every morning or in the evening, you can practice your speaking a little bit, and over the course of a few weeks, you can achieve a higher level of your English speaking communication skills.
Yeah. What I like about our exercises that we brought today is that you really can start simple. Yeah, it just can take you like 5 minutes a day, but then with time, you can build up and like exercise for 10, 20 minutes. It's the same way how workouts work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first you standardize, first you implement it, and then you can think about, you know, taking longer, like stretching that time in your exercises. So, Xenia, what is that first exercise that you got for our viewers and listeners here?
I'll start with the very, very simple one and very intuitive. We do this all the time. We just don't know that we're practicing English. So imagine when you want to tell your friend or you want to present it in your English speaking club or an English class, what was something that you consumed? So this exercise is retelling content. So whether you are watching a YouTube video or you are watching our lesson or a movie, do it very simple. So like I said already, like 5 minutes, you can also set a timer and try to imagine that you are telling it to your friend, the main or key points from that video or from that movie. Let's say, for example, this weekend, true story, my daughter and I, we watched this TV show on Netflix Wednesday. And if I wanted to do this exercise, I would start like that. So I watched this movie. This is about a girl. She's from that Addams family you can know from the cartoons, like a vampire family. So we see how she is trying to solve some mysteries from the past of her family and also to fight some monster who is haunting the school she's studying at. Okay, so that was really simple, just a few sentences. And if you want to do more, you could go for describing her character, describing her appearance. She's like, yeah, very weird looking girl, like all in black. So, and so on and so on. So very easy, right? And this is why this exercise is really useful for you, because you will prepare yourself for real life conversations. That's what most of the conversations start with, like, what did you watch last weekend? Or what did you do last weekend? Or, you know, yesterday. And that's a preparation for real life conversations, to tell about your life, to tell what you were watching.
Fascinating. And, well, you know, it's interesting that it allows you to paraphrase what you're experiencing.
Exactly.
And put all of that in your own words. In general, I think that is like a skill that learners don't practice enough, because most learners, they focus on learning grammar rules and learning even like rules of pronunciation, even connected speech, which we highly recommend that you also get into as a topic. But if you're not practicing communicating ideas in your own words, you'll struggle, you know, to express yourself. And a lot of people say that. It's like, when I speak my own, like my native language, I sound smart. But when it's time to speak English, people think I'm dumb. You know, maybe if you work in English, you know, speaking English with other people, that's a problem that you face. And this exercise can help you a lot with that. Because it's not about communicating exactly as you heard it. It's about using, finding a way to express your own thoughts, your own memory of different things using your own words.
That was a very good point about paraphrasing. And we do have a lesson on that as well, which we can link in the descriptions, because that's a very useful tool for all the English learners. And Izzy, I'm excited to hear, what's your exercise?
Okay, so this exercise is more technological, and it is all about using artificial intelligence for practicing speaking. Super simple. You say something, like you actually say, you know, using your voice to a AI tool, and it'll respond. We already have this technology available. If we were doing this video like 1 year ago, I would not recommend this. But more recently, I tested ChatGPT's new mobile app, and it is just surprisingly good. So why is this such a good exercise? Because it's going to force you to communicate clearly. Even though AI is not a real person, but it's going to require you to be concise and be clear. Otherwise, it'll not understand you and you will not be able to have a conversation with it. So psychologically for you, that's really great. When you're just like speaking with yourself, like recording yourself, maybe you're not being clear, but there's no one to give you feedback. So with AI, you get that feedback. It's the unique aspect of this exercise when compared to the other ones that we're sharing here. And it's simple to start. Basically, just download the ChatGPT mobile app. You'll see that there is an icon at the bottom that's like a headset, like a headphone icon. And you tap on that, and then you'll be basically having a voice conversation with it. So I suggest just like think of a topic of your interest and ask ChatGPT to ask you questions about it. You know, because the challenge of, you know, doing this kind of stuff, like practicing by yourself, coming up with it of what to talk about. But with great questions, I think it's much easier to do this. So ask it to ask you questions, and then you can have a conversation with it. And it's for 5 minutes. And then at the end, you can ask ChatGPT to give you feedback on your communication skills.
Oh, wow. Nice. Izzy, I like how you keep your finger on the pulse with modern technologies, right? Because this is something English teachers have to incorporate into their lessons, into their guidelines for the students. One comment I would want to make here is, for example, I know that most of our audience is around intermediate level. That's why these exercises will work for them. But I just wanted to share my experience with these kind of AI chatbots I used. When I tried to start learning Spanish, I used the Memrise app, and one of the new features they have, they also have this AI chat box where you have a topic and you have to communicate with an AI on a certain topic. And as I was a beginner of Spanish, I literally only knew a couple of phrases, wasn't able to build sentences. It was really difficult for me. Yes, it gave me prompts or hints, and still it was super difficult. So if you're at the very start of your journey, like, don't feel bad about it. Sometimes it can be difficult. Or maybe if you write like, you know, I'm a beginner of English, use simpler phrases.
You could do that. Yeah. You can have like, right? Let's have a conversation where we are exchanging shorter messages. I guess it's possible. I haven't tried it, but it is a smart machine. So it's supposed to do that for you.
Definitely. You should play with it.
Yeah. We even talked about that in a previous episode. I was discussing this with Ethan, and I think the best way of learning about AI and AI tools is by using them, not by, you know, going on YouTube and just like watching tutorials. Just use it. They are interactive. So if you ask the tool how to use it, it'll actually tell you, and then, you know, you learn as you use it. But you said that there are other more simple exercises that a learner can use if they're not feeling so confident yet.
Yeah.
So what would be another exercise?
Yeah, there is nothing easier than using your phone for this next exercise. So we are already used to using our phone for text messaging and audio messaging, right? So imagine that you are recording an audio message to your English-speaking friend, right? This will be called like audio journaling. So we talked about journaling with you, Easy, again, when we were talking about writing and speaking, right? So this time you will be journaling, but you will be recording your messages. And you can either do it in the morning or in the evening, depending on your routine. Like, for example, I wouldn't be able to do it in the mornings because I already have my morning routine, which is packed, but I would be doing it in the evening. So why is it important? First, it has two aspects to it. You are not only practicing your English speaking, you are also doing good for yourself by reflecting about your day or planning your day if you're doing it in the morning. Yeah, we all know how important it is for us to, you know, just think, reflect, learn some lessons from the day, and that's what you can do in English. So imagine again, I'll start with the evening because it's just the way how I would do it. This is the time when you prepare to go to bed, or maybe you are already lying in bed. So you take your phone and you, again, starting slow, starting simple, just 5 minutes, think of the highlights of your day, your ups and lows, and just tell it, record it. What happened to you? What were you consuming? What you were reading, watching? I know what you were eating even. Mm-hmm. Let's imagine I'm describing this day. I'm lying in my bed with my telephone and I'm telling that, oh my God, it was such an intense day. I had to record a lesson. I hope that it was really nice lesson to record for our audience. I prepared, I set the lighting, I set the camera, I went through the text a couple of times and I recorded a lesson. I hope you guys enjoy it. And then I had my lunch and hurried to prepare for recording podcasts, right? And we recorded a really nice podcast with Easy. I hope that this podcast will really help our viewers. And I had a very nice walk outside because during the whole day it was raining. And by the end of the day, the rain stopped and we just wanted to go outside and breathe the fresh air. So that would be my description of a day. And you can do it too, guys. Just 5 minutes. If it's difficult for you, just like sometimes you can write it down, okay, like bullet points, and then try not to look into them. It just was for you to remember what was going on. Just like 5 minutes, your highlights. And then you raise the bar when you feel more confident with that. Go and tell about the day during the 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's actually also a great way to identify gaps in your knowledge about vocabulary. Because I just realized, like you said a word there, you hurried to start recording the podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a verb too, right? Like you can hurry to something. Did you use it as a verb or?
Yeah. Yeah, I use it as a verb. Yeah, you may be in a hurry or you hurry mm-hmm. somewhere.
Nice. Okay. What exactly is to hurry?
To be in a rush, to rush somewhere, like to do something quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you can identify all those gaps and it is all valuable vocabulary to learn because it is stuff about your day, about your life. So it's not like learning from a list of vocabulary that you'd get on your internet or from a school. You know, this is literally you trying to talk about your day. So when you actually have that conversation with a friend, mm-hmm. if you do this exercise, you'd have all that knowledge about that, the vocabulary. So when you do this, you can have a notebook with you or you can even use your phone as well for taking note of all the vocabulary that you're not sure what you should say there. So translating here would be acceptable. This is one of the moments I think translating is okay. Otherwise, like, how would you know, right? Like, what is the word to use?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you know it, just start using the word in English. Forget about the word in your native language and then start using it. So that's how you can actually start thinking in English using mm-hmm. that word too and internalize it.
And by the way, like if a person really has time both in the morning and the evening, you can just plan a day in the morning and then in the evening, go through those bullet points and say, okay, what I did and what I didn't manage to do during the day. Yeah.
And there's that too. It is a good exercise to do when you're reviewing your day or planning your day. So it aligns with your time for self-organization.
Easy, by the way, I just wanted to remind our listeners and viewers that we've just gone through three exercises, and most of them, they required you using your phone. And I'm sure that you have Real Life English app on your phones. So at the point when you feel confident, like speaking with another person, grab your phone, open the Real Life English app, and just use our Global Speak feature, where at the touch of the button, you get connected to another English learner, and you can do everything we just showed you an example of, but with a real person. Already not talking to yourself, but talking to another English learner. And by the way, besides the speaking feature, our app also provides the flashcards for every episode, so you can expand your vocabulary by using flashcards and spaced repetition system, which is an advanced technology on the app that takes your learning vocabulary process to the next level. And if you don't have the Real Life English app on your smartphones yet, an easy way to download it is to grab the link in the description or in the show notes, or just search for Real Life English app in your favorite app store. Okay, easy. What's your next exercise you brought today?
It is one that is very similar to the one that you just shared about audio journaling. And this is video journaling. It's vlogging, right? I think this word comes from the original blogging, or like a blog post where you journal or you document something that's going on in text. So vlogging is doing the same, but using video. So you record yourself. And I think you already covered the reason why this is a good exercise for you. But then there's an additional benefit to this, which is you are going to be looking at yourself. You're going to be watching yourself, and you'll be, by seeing yourself, you start to work on your shyness too. Something that audio only, it's easy to dismiss, you know, to not pay attention to. So this is the one thing that is really uncomfortable. Like, of all these exercises, vlogging is the one that you feel most uncomfortable doing.
Totally outside of your comfort zone.
100%. And I myself, like, I still struggle. Like, I'm here podcasting, and I started vlogging more often. Just like, I'm not sharing these with anyone.
Exactly. Exactly. You may just save it for yourself, right? Mm-hmm.
And I get to work on my communication skills, and also I get to see myself, because sometimes I do things, you know, like gestures or faces that I would like to not do, but I don't even know because I'm not looking at myself while I speak. But if you vlog, then you can see. So one simple plan of action for you here, it would be turn your camera, like a using your phone again, you can get a tripod and record yourself for 10 minutes. 10 minutes straight, you know, don't stop. Just like talk to the camera. Even if you make a mistake in speaking, even if you need to start over, just push record and talk to the camera for 10 minutes. And as Ksenia said, for the audio journaling exercise, you can talk about what you're going to do that day or what you did on that day, if it's in the evening. And at the end, you watch yourself and you take notes of the things you want to improve.
Maybe you're talk about your hobbies. And you know what I like about it? Again, it allows you to track your progress. Like if you do it like 20 days in a row, you come back to day one and you'll see how much you've grown. You see how much confident, how much more confident you've become. And the funny fact again, like, I don't know, for those aspiring vloggers out there, you can use those videos in the future when, like, imagine you've become like a really famous vlogger, I don't know, an influencer, and somewhere in your archives, there are those exercises, there are those videos you just recorded because you wanted to improve your English, right? So you can later use it in your content.
Yeah, it's all about saving for posterity. Is that the expression? Posterity? Do you know what that means?
Oh, I don't know this expression. No, could you define it, please? No, I don't know that.
If I'm not mistaken, posterity means like all future generations. So if you're going to do something or save something for posterity, as I said, you're doing it, you know, for documenting and that for the future. Like all future people who come after you will be able to have that too. It's like a legacy.
Okay.
Right?
So guys, make sure you check the flashcard with the word posterity, read the example sentences, and memorize it and use it in your real life conversations.
So we have one more exercise to share. What is that one, Ksenia?
Wow, this one is one of my favorites. It is shadowing and how it works. and why do you want to use it? First, it's consuming content in English. So imagine you're watching a video or you're listening to this podcast and you want to mimic or copy the way we speak here or the way some native speaker speaks, right? So you listen to some short clip of a video, you put on pause, you may rewind and listen to it again, and you try to copy and say exactly this phrase, to say this phrase exactly like the character or the host of the podcast said it. This exercise is called shadowing, and it really, really helps you with pronunciation, with the rhythm of the language, and with incorporating those collocations, the word expressions that are commonly used by native speakers when they have conversation. Mm-hmm. Izzy, have you ever done that? Have you ever shadowed?
A lot. And what I would do more often would be mimicking the musicality, you know, of the speech. So let me illustrate how this goes. Say something like a random sentence, and I'll try and emulate first the musicality by just humming it, by just like, you know, your speech.
Okay, easy. So as soon as we record this podcast, I'm going to go to the kitchen and cook some dinner for my family.
I was like, that's the musicality of English, you know? And you can try, if you have a video that you're watching and trying to shadow, then you can go back and play it again and try and hum it again. Hum at the same time, even, you know, as you listen. And it'll be so much easier for you to later just add the words on top of that, because that's one aspect of language that most learners also neglect, that they don't pay attention to, is the musicality, right? The rhythm, the intonation, the breathing, the tones. So great exercise for that too. Probably the only one that addresses that.
Yeah, probably, but maybe also singing. But the thing here is also what I like is that you can somehow cut out some phrases or collocations you want to use in your own speech, right? And try to experiment with the intonation, like you said. Yeah, you can say this phrase or this sentence like as if you are surprised or as if you are sad or as if you are excited about this, right? So it also helps a lot. Adding like some emotion to it.
Yeah. I even like the way you said it, like excited about this. It's like, if you're trying to mimic that, it's like,
yeah,
you know, and you can exaggerate as you do it too. When you're shadowing, you're trying to really learn the sounds, you know, learn the connected speech. So when you exaggerate sounds, it becomes easier for you to distinct that, to differentiate it from your own native language. So great exercise. I would also suggest you try and do it at the same time. So it sounds like it's difficult, but it's not, especially if it's slow speech. You'll see that you can actually say the same words that the speaker is saying while they say it.
So exactly, this exercise is shadowing. So I'm going to pronounce it. I'm going to say the sentence now, and you will try to copy me, okay?
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to have to put together some dinner for my family.
I'm going to have to put together some dinner for my family, you know, and
okay, good job.
Right. And I think it's the, there's the, some pauses there. And there's even that sound that you made at first. Just like, you know, like, because you're tired, maybe. It's like, that is also, it shows a lot of word stress there, because some words, you stress them differently. The first syllable of family, for example, is the one that you'd stress. It's like family. So that appears when you shadow.
Exactly. We emphasize some syllables and reduce others, right?
All right. Great. And to wrap up, there is a final exercise that our video producers here just reminded us about, that is tongue twisters. This is a simple one because you can do it if you just have a minute and you want to warm up before doing any of these exercises, you can do tongue twisters. So what are tongue twisters, Ksenia? And can you give me one example?
Okay, so tongue twisters are actually those a couple of sentences or a sentence which includes difficult for pronunciation sounds, or just they focus on specific sounds of English so you can train them. Yeah, for example, when you are working on the sound f or sh or k, the sentence of a tongue twister will include those sounds and they will repeat in several words. Like, for example, every time before recording any episode for this podcast, our video producers ask us to check the sound. So usually we check it with the tongue twisters to check for plosives, yeah, so for you guys not to hurt your ears while listening to the podcast. So, and the tongue twisters, what I say most of the time is, Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. And it has a continuation. I just do those two lines. And we have here some other tongue twisters. So, Easy, do you want to quickly train them with me taking turns?
Okay. She sells seashells by the seashore.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Oh my God. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Okay, so what does that actually mean, like that sentence? Can you break it down very briefly?
Yeah, how can a clam, sure. How can a clam, clam is a type of animal, this like, you know, all, I don't know, slimy one. Cram is to squeeze into something. And clean cream can, cream is like this, you know, like sour cream, for example, or this dairy product. Yeah, so how can a clam cram in a clean cram can?
Wow.
And can is this tin.
It's recipient, right?
Container.
Yeah, container. There you go. All right, so another one. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
I love that. And I love ice cream.
I don't know if I used the right intonation there. But it should be fast, right? It's the point of doing tongue twisters. But if I slow it down so it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Like ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this play on words also. It's scream ice cream. Yeah, so scream ice cream. Sounds the same. Okay, thank you so much, Easy. And it was fun. Guys, you may want to repeat those tongue twisters yourself. If you're using the Real Life English app, you can actually put on pause and just try to read them because you will see them in the transcript, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So that's a perfect segue to our next segment. So we just played around with these tongue twisters. Let's play some game we prepared for today. So Easy, that's how we're gonna play this game. Our video producer Matteo prepared for us a list of famous movies, the movies we actually have lessons with on our Learn English with TV channel, so we should be familiar with them. And we will be giving each other clues without naming the title of the movie. But we should give some clues about the movie. Be creative. Don't be too obvious, please, to make it a game, you know, to make it interesting.
Okay.
And we should guess what the movie is about. So if we cannot guess, then you can give some obvious clues, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with some not very obvious clues to make it interesting. And you guys out there, you can also try to guess the movie because you won't see the name of the movie on your screens. You will be guessing together with us.
Awesome.
And some final rules, both of us, we only have 3 hints. So if we can't guess the movie with 3 hints, you give the 4th, which is like really obvious. Everyone could guess it with the 4th one, okay? But try to make those 3 not so obvious, okay? Let's do it.
This movie is bombastic.
Oh my God, bombastic. Something about bombastic. Something about explosions? Or maybe some character used the word bombastic? Okay, I need another clue.
Okay, this is a very long movie.
This is a very long movie. So it's not a series, right? It's a movie.
It's a movie, yeah. It's a film.
And it's a tip. Long, bombastic. Long and bombastic. Okay, give me the 3rd hint.
Okay, so it is set in the mid-1900s. So there's like a 1920, 1930, 1940, 1950. That those are like mid-1900s, right? So it's set in that era. Bombastic, long movie set in that time.
Oh my God. And with an E?
It's end with, that's a series, by the way, but is that bombastic? Such a bombastic series. My last tip is like, this is literally bombastic. Kaboom.
Panda Kung Fu? I don't know.
No, that's Oppenheimer.
Oh,
have you seen Oppenheimer?
It's explosion. I said it's like, it's an explosion. I should have guessed it. Of course I watched it. Yeah. Bombastic, long. Okay, let me try with mine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how to make it not so obvious? It's a movie about someone's passion.
Okay, give me the next tip.
It's related to a certain talent, specifically musical talent of a person.
Ah, what is that movie? That Disney animation? Soul.
Soul, you got it. 1 point too easy. All right. This is Soul. Yeah, maybe that was too obvious. Maybe not. There are many.
Maybe not. Maybe because these are movies that we covered in our YouTube channel, Learning English TV series, then that limited the options here.
I love that movie.
So the first tip is that this movie features an actor that starred in Kung Fu Panda. Well, in Kung Fu Panda, he's a voice actor.
Oh, I don't remember his name, but I can imagine him. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. What other movies he was... Okay, the next hint, please.
This movie is about music.
Oh my God, I'm afraid I'm gonna fail at this one too. Music and that guy. Oh, maybe that was not the guy I thought of. Next one. Right. The third one, the final
he
one.
He plays guitar. And maybe even other instruments. This actor, this character, is a musician. So it's not just about music, but it's about live music, playing it.
Okay. And the movie is about music? No.
Okay, so I can give you that fourth tip.
Okay.
This is all about rock and roll.
Oh, no. I don't think I've watched that movie, but I think I know what you're talking about. This is like a... It's not a musical, but it's just like from school time, something from school time movies. No,
it's there's school there.
Yeah, school rock band or school band or I don't know. Ah, no,
you're very close. It's School of Rock.
School of Rock. I haven't watched this movie, and I think we did a lesson on this like long time ago, right?
Yeah, a few years at least.
Okay, so my turn. Prepare easy. I'll use my voice here. This is a movie about focus and concentration.
Mm. Okay, next step.
It definitely includes risk.
Okay, can I? I'm gonna try.
Okay,
because you know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of these lessons. Not only I like the movies, you know, of these Learning English TV lessons, but I love the lessons to the point that I've seen them many times. You're probably referring to Top Gun.
Yeah, how are you doing that easy? I don't know how you're doing that. Good job.
I told you, like,
really
I love these. Like, Mate added that one. He's the producer of this podcast episode, and that was one of my I from time to time, I go back and rewatch some of these lessons,
I'm
and this
so
is one
amazed.
That I think is a great reference. I share that with friends. It's like, check this out. This is a great English lesson for you.
I'm amazed, like, really, really. Okay, I'm ready to win now, at least the third one.
Okay, so first tip. This movie is fishy.
Fishy? Is it a Little Mermaid?
Nope.
No, okay, fishy. Okay, next one.
This movie is joyful.
Fishy and joyful? Ah, Luca.
Luca, you got it. Yeah,
finally.
It could have been Finding Nemo, though. But Finding Nemo,
Finding
I don't know
Nemo.
If it's so joyful. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, there's moments there of a lot of tension, and Luca is pure joy.
Yeah. Woo. I got it. Thanks,
you got it.
God. It's, but maybe because I'm a fan of Disney movies, like, I really like Disney movies, and I watch them a lot with Mira, and I've made so many Disney movies lessons on our channel. So, yeah. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
This movie is about animals.
Okay, there are many movies about animals. I need the second
tip. Of course. That was the first tip. Second one. This is a movie about future technologies. So it's a sci-fi.
Animals and sci-fi? That is unique.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I need a third tip.
Okay. This is a movie about extinct animals.
Ah, it's got to be dinosaurs, but would it... Do you have any lessons like with dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Wait. Is that... It's not Avatar. Is it Avatar?
No. Those are like fantastic creatures. They are not extinct. These are actually which roamed the Earth millions of years ago. So dinosaurs, you already said. It's about a movie about dinosaurs. That would be the fourth hint.
Why didn't I guess it? Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
That last tip was... Just like you just basically just gave me. Anyway, so This was nice. I really love this game and looking forward to playing it again.
Yeah, that was nice. That was really nice. Thank you so much, Easy. So we started talking about movies we love. Is there anything you want to share with us what you've been digging this week?
So in preparing for this lesson, because this was a lesson that required more actually trying, you know, these different exercises again, you know, I wouldn't be sharing them here if they weren't real exercises that actually worked. So I did them. And the one about AI was just intriguing to me because it's totally new. I know that in the past I tried to do that with tools that were not as advanced as the kind of technology we have today. So it was not as surprising, you know, but this time when I tried it, it was just like out of this world. So we can actually share here a brief moment of the conversation that I had with ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's play it.
So at Real Life English, you're all about making language learning more natural and authentic, right? Can you tell us a bit about why that approach is so important to you and how it sets Real Life English apart from other language learning resources out there?
That is a very good question. Actually, we say that Real Life English, the essence of Real Life English is in its name. We're all about real life communication as opposed to academic fake English. English that is not meant for communication, that it isn't used as a tool for communication.
So what'd you think about that?
That was amazing. Like, I mean, when you first shared it with us, with the team, I thought, oh my God, what a nice idea to have those kinds of conversations. But what I noticed, it really lacks this human connection, right? It's just like a matter of training. So imagine it like you are going to the gym. You're using all those machines to train your body, but then you go wrestling with someone, right? Mm-hmm. On a ring. That's where you use your muscles.
Exactly that. Exactly that. Because the one insight that I had while I was talking with it is like, I cannot ask a more personal question to AI mm-hmm. here because it won't have that baggage to share with me, meaning it won't have that mm-hmm. experience. Like if I ask about its childhood, where it went to school, you know, or mm-hmm. why are you mm-hmm. saying this? Like what is making you say this? What is it about your life experiences that created that belief in you that now you're mm-hmm. telling me this? So there's none of that with AI. Mm-hmm. And we don't understand yet the problem that this may be, like if we only talk with AI. So yes, if you see it as a tool and don't start, you know, thinking that it is a real person, I think that can be good for you. But don't overuse it because like you're not gonna stop feeling lonely. I know, like really deep, pretty dense insight here, but just be cautious with that because it is just a tool. So use it for practicing
exactly
your speaking
exactly
skills.
Yeah. I know in one of the recent episodes, Ethan recommended you guys watch the movie Her. That is about machines and how it's actually not possible to connect with AI on a human level. And this reminds me of another video I watched this week where one of the scientists, he said that he believes and he also hopes that this will be the only thing that AI would never be able to learn is to connect.
We did an episode about AI or about the future of work, and we talked a little bit about AI. So you can watch that too, listener, viewer. Then we kind of dived into this topic of philosophy around artificial intelligence a bit on that episode. But Ksenia, what have you been digging yourself?
Yeah, let me share it with you. By the way, another aspect what AI yet cannot outperform humans at is creativity. So what I did this past weekend is I was trying to tap into my creativity by going on plein air. This is painting outside. So we had a really nice weather and the idea just popped in my mind. I took Mira, my daughter, with me. Why don't we take crayons and some paper with us so we can have a rest in the forest and at the same time express ourselves by drawing the trees, the greenery, what we see. And we did such a really nice job. It was so therapeutic. And yeah, and I learned this new word, plein air. It's from French, and it basically means to paint outside. That's what I was digging in this weekend.
Such a lovely idea, like to go. And it was like a forest, you said, like somewhere more like in the wild, in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky to live very close to the forest. So it took us just like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to get there.
Did you picnic there?
It was just like that. We had a picnic. Yeah, we had a picnic there and we enjoyed the weather, took some photos, and then we just painted.
Fun.
Yeah, it wasn't so, it wasn't so elaborate. We didn't have like easels and palette with us. It just like was just crayons and sheets of paper. But we did best. And even though I'm not a great artist, it was like childish painting, but I enjoyed it so much. So, okay, Izzy, that was a lovely episode to record with you today. I really had nice time. We talked about connection. We talked about creativity. And most importantly, we gave our listeners and viewers those 5 exercises to practice their speaking, and with a bonus, with tongue twisters.
It was my pleasure. I always like to talk about exercises that you can do like by yourself, because people, a lot of times they say like, oh, you know, I can't do this because I don't have somebody to practice speaking with, or I can't do this because I don't have any money. And while those things may be true, but there are still things that you can do by yourself to really meditate on those words, where there's a will, there is a way. So use these exercises to improve your communication skills. And when you finally get that opportunity to speak, you'll be able to communicate more fluently.
Well said. And guys, if you're enjoying these lessons, we would be happy to create more stuff for you to guide you on your English journey. And if you want to support us, the easiest way to do is to give us a 5-star review if you are listening to this podcast on the Apple Podcast or Spotify. And if you are there on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to our channel. So this way you give opportunity for us to grow and to reach out to even more English learners worldwide. And by the way, we really appreciate all your comments you're leaving on YouTube or sending us emails. By the way, if you want to share anything, what you think about the format of our podcast, how we can improve, or bring any suggestions for the new lessons, please shoot us an email at hello@reallifeenglish.com or simply write us a comment under this video. And remember, as we always say here on our podcast, no matter what divides us, that what unites us is far greater. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.